Welcome to Some Say I'm Gifted, where we teach you the magic of walking in your spiritual gifts and how it can help you navigate this crazy life, and helping you understand that even though we're in this world, we are not of it. So take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and let's get real.
Hello, I am Tess of Some Say We're Gifted, and we are all here today. This is awesome. So I would like to introduce everybody here. We have the lovely Miss Morgan.
Hello.
And the lovely Miss Danielle.
Hi, guys.
So we are so excited to be here, and this is our first Uno number one podcast together as a threesome, if that's, I mean, I don't think better than a throuple to me, but whatever. We're here. We're so excited to share who we are and our gifts with everybody. So, anything you guys want to say before we start talking about ourselves?
Thank you guys so much for listening in. We're really excited to get this rocking and rolling, and we cannot wait to share what we know with all of you.
Super excited to be here.
I'm more excited to share what I don't know. Does that count?
Absolutely.
Okay, so my name's Tess. I am the co-founder of Mountain Gypsies. And I founded it with my mother, who passed away 3 years ago from COVID. She had been diagnosed with breast cancer. I think it's important to talk about where we came from. So that's why I'm giving this. I am a mother of two birth babies and then a blended family. So I'm actually the bonus mom, test mom is what I call myself, of a total of five. So three extra. I have an amazing husband. And I do this, not just podcasting, but I do spiritual work all day, every day. That's my main job. So that pretty much sums me up. Oh, and I had a real sketchy past. Does that help?
That helps.
A little bit. Okay. Whoever would like to go next, let's talk about ourselves a little bit.
I'm Morgan, and I am a massage therapist. I own my own business. I met Tess when I was 16, and she has been a huge influence on my life. We're getting together to do this podcast. I'm super excited. We're going to talk about all sorts of spiritual stuff. We're going to talk about just daily life and how to work through it, and how you can get through it so much easier if you come to God first.
Absolutely.
Hey guys, I'm Danielle. I live on coastal North Carolina. The ocean's a big part of my life. I'm a real estate agent out there, as well as a journalist, a writer, and I work with these lovely ladies with the Mountain Gypsies. I have a wonderful husband and two Australian Shepherds that I love to death. They are my babies. And I am so excited to be a part of this. I don't know where I would be without these lovely ladies here, and everything that I've learned with them, I'm really excited to share some of that with all of you. So, yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
I think we should talk about what it means to work together a little bit. So my family does some really interesting teachings, and we grow up using what we call our spiritual gifts. And I really want to break down that history, and we will do that. But a shortened version, I should say, is my family grew up gifted, and we knew we were gifted from God, gifted from birth. And you can use that just like we believe you can use any gift God gave you for things of the light or things of the dark. So I grew up learning both sides of light and dark. And I think that's important to know, because without darkness, you don't have light. And without light, you don't have darkness, right? So I think it's really interesting, because I grew up very different than a lot of people, but it made me who I am. And I'm very, very thankful for that and the freedom to be who I am. So my mother and I started working. We did what we did years privately, whether it's life coaching, soul reading, spiritual guidance, whatever the case may be. And we decided to come out publicly. And that's when we really started the fun part. As you guys know already, we only were accepted in the paranormal field. So thanks to my mother, Kat Young, and who I like to call my fairy godmother, Carmen Reed, the mother from the house of haunting in Connecticut, that really launched me into the paranormal. My mother and I did podcasts for years, and I kind of let everything go after she passed, not the teaching, just the podcast, because I didn't have time. I've got five kids, four boys, we live in Tennessee. Football is life. You know what I mean? So they are humongous giants. I gave birth to two giants and then bonused in two more big kids, and they are like football stars. So we just were footballing all the time and all this. And then when Morgan and Danielle were like, let's do a podcast, I was like, let's do it, ladies. So it really gave us an opportunity to let people know who we are and what we do. And I'm so excited. I can't wait for y'all to learn more. But I wanted everybody to know, when we say we teach or working with, I mean, we don't cast spells. And we don't judge people that do. But we do love Christ, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Yahweh, Yeshua, Elohim. And that's what we do. We love them and we don't judge people. We ask y'all don't judge us. You know, it's real easy to judge, but we ask that we don't get that. We're going to play a game today.
Yes, we are. And it is called...
just to get us to know us a little bit better.
We're not really strangers, right?
Yeah, we're like not really strangers. And it goes in phases. So there's two different piles to draw cards from. And the first one's like perception. So what do you think based on something that you can see about me?
Are you asking me if I'm delusional?
Yeah.
Never. Oh, gosh. Here we go.
I think you read these and you read it like about yourself or...
Oh, boy.
I don't know if I could do that with mine.
Oh, do you want a different one?
We can let me read it. Okay. And you guys, what about me intrigues you? Oh boy. What intrigues me about myself? My pattern of thinking. Does that help? Can I do it that way?
Yeah.
My pattern of thinking, because it's real bizarre. And I don't know how I get to where I get to sometimes, other than just being gifted and allowing God to show me.
Love that.
Is that...
I think you took the words out of my mouth as far as like just watching you and how your brain works is very intriguing.
Yes. You are unlike anyone I've ever met. And I mean that in the absolute best way.
Bum, bum, bum.
Sorry.
And I think people will come to see that. But you are just so fascinating. And the way that you just even respond to questions and the knowledge that you have, like, is insane. So
we were talking earlier about like my husband's always wanting to go to trivia night because we always win.
Gotta get those free gift cards.
I just have tons of a plethora of useless knowledge, and he's like, you really should sign up for Jeopardy. I'm like, I don't know, I get nervous. Have you ever seen the people on Jeopardy that are like hitting the yeah, they're like hitting the fire out of them. And you're like, I don't think you're getting it, man. Let's just set this one out.
To the next.
All right, who's up next with a question?
Do I look kind? Explain. I feel like I look kind. Kind of funny.
Oh my God, not at all. That's not what I was going to say. But no. Do you want to, I'll let you say yours and then
I was going to say the glasses definitely help less. Yes, you come across as a very kind person. And then you get to know you. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
I'm going to take the words of her cousin, Lily, who I love and adore. Mm-hmm. Morgan's got a tent stake and she's going to throw it at somebody. That's all. She is loyal and kind to a fault. Mm-hmm. Like, she will let people talk to her bad because she's like, if that's all they have in their life, you know, that's what. And I will take, like, I've learned those lessons from Morgan. That's what they have. That's going to make them happy to be a butthead. Then, okay. But she's kind to a fault. But at the same time, she's so loyal. If you hurt somebody or rude to somebody she cares about, like, she'll start taking her earrings out. You know what I mean?
You gotta,
like,
watch out.
Watch out. Hair clips come out. She's going in, you know?
Absolutely.
Grabbing a tent stake.
Yep.
I love it. All right, so mine is, how likely am I to go camping? How high maintenance is my setup? Which this is so funny because Morgan and I were talking about camping earlier this summer, and then we ended up getting an Airbnb.
Yes.
So I will let y'all answer this.
I think you answered it for me.
Yeah.
I feel like we're on the same. I mean, don't get me wrong. I lived in a camper for like 6 months, which is, you know, I was trying to become closer to nature, not one with nature. I feel like that should be said. But
distinction.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I understand. But yeah, I like air conditioning. Mm-hmm. My kids ask me all the time, if you are ever born in another decade, I was like, this one. They're like, well, I was like, I have a computer in my pocket. I have air conditioning. I have a TV. I have refrigerator. Ice is a beautiful thing. We have electrical outlets, and, you know, so I agree. I think that you're in the you know.
Yeah, I love a clean bathroom. You know, really, for me, that's showers, like toilets, clean showers, you know what I mean? I love that.
I was just saying, they've really snazzed up campgrounds these days. We got really nice bathrooms or showers. Like,
I don't want to pay somebody to sleep on the ground. I think she would be with me. I'm just saying.
I would agree. Yes.
You guys are allowed to have your opinions.
I would say Morgan's on a different level.
Give it a few months or years. I promise you.
That's true.
She'd hit about 33 and be like, my hip. I ain't doing this no more.
I ain't squatting down like that anymore. I'm good.
So this podcast will probably come out right before or right after Thanksgiving, correct? And we're very thankful here. Before we go on to the next question, I'm sorry. Okay. We're very thankful people. I'm thankful that God brought me to meet you two. I'm thankful that God has given me the ability to use my gifts in my daily life and, you know, not be burned at the stake over it. I'm thankful that God is in my life and pulled me out of the darkness that I allowed myself to, like, swim in. And I'm so thankful. Do I agree with the original traditions of Thanksgiving? No. Morgan and I were talking about it earlier today. No. You know, we were talking about Halloween, the 31st of October, is Reformation, mm-hmm. which is when Martin Luther stapled or nailed, because they didn't really have staplers back then, the 99 Theses to the door of the Catholic Church, which made him Protestant, right? Mm-hmm. And then all the denominations after that. But those Protestants, the original Puritans, that's what came to America. And it's hilarious to me because America's like, we're founded on Judeo-Christian backgrounds. Maybe to an extent, but those Puritans came and slaughtered the indigenous people, but only after they found out, like, what turkey and bacon was. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Thanksgiving to me is, because I am of indigenous bloodline, I have a different thought about it. You know, it's a love-hate relationship with it. I love it because my family comes together. We all eat together. I get to cook. My brother and I usually cook together. My brother and I are really close. I'm the oldest of four siblings. And it's a huge thing. And we open our doors to anybody that wants to come. If anybody wants to eat. And we have recipes that are very traditional and passed down from generation to generation to generation. So I'm very thankful for that. But Thanksgiving on its own, the original definition, like, come eat with us, then we'll slaughter you, has always left me sad. But that being said, Danielle and I thought it would be really cool to make us look snazzy for today.
Oh, yeah, did you?
So, yeah, we brought some things, and I'm just going to go ahead and suit up.
This is a little surprise for Morgan. She does not know about our little endeavor here.
So,
opening a package.
Yep, here's yours.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think you wanted the one with the bottle on it.
Is that right? I did.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with straight up turkey tom. Oh, wait, no.
It's all right.
Oh, you're doubling up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. We're going all in here.
Hey guys, it's Morgan coming back through on the editing, and I noticed that we didn't clarify what was in the package. It is Thanksgiving-themed paper eyeglasses and paper crowns for, you know, you'd get them at the holiday section at your local Walmart or whatever during the holidays. We just thought it'd be fun. We were doing video along with the recording, and we haven't figured out the mechanics of that, so we don't have the video out anywhere, but hoping to have video in the future. We're still working on it. Love you guys. Thank you.
Because we just want to talk about, you know, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And what we're thankful for.
Right.
And we want to make it a very serious conversation.
Very serious.
It's important to be thankful. I mean, without thankfulness, you might. I went behind my headphones. Yeah.
Oh no.
Danielle's on top of.
Yeah, I'm on top. Yeah.
I love it. This is why we're thankful for retakes.
We're thankful for laughter.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for laughter.
There we go.
Just, you know.
From the square one. Okay.
And this is also a judgment-free zone, everyone, all right?
Yeah.
So, we're like Planet Fitness up in here. So.
She says that a lot, but I'm telling you, I've seen them judging eyes.
I saw them judging eyes, I think, today.
Oh! Was it when we were eating lunch?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe in that drive-thru line. We'll see.
Oh, my. It's because I pulled out real fast. That's what it was.
I was like, and bye.
Wait, you left us.
Like, yeah. See you later. She was like, skirt, skirt. Yeah. We out.
Yeah. So.
Well, thank you guys. This is lovely.
I thought you would
enjoy.
I'm
grateful for you guys surprising me.
It's, I told you, little surprise around every corner, nothing to worry about.
Surprises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, let's get, are we ready for the next card?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cute.
I've got two cards here. I feel like we could possibly do both.
Wow. I was going to say, I feel like this, I might need more supplies, so I think we're going to go with this one.
Supplies?
Whoa.
Are you getting crafty over there?
Well, you know, I mean.
If I hear from you, I'm going to get a little worried.
Oh.
Okay.
Behave.
So I've got two. This, why don't I let you guys pick which one we do?
Okay.
Okay.
How's that?
Yeah.
Well, I can do both of them. My first one I picked up was admit something. And then the other one is, what's your father's name and tell me one thing about him?
Oh. So, this is pretty 50-50 on which one's more interesting.
I was going to say.
Should I just do both?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so I have been, in a few days, it will be 19 years I've been sober.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And that I gave my life completely and totally to Christ. I mean, I did when I was a kid, but then I went into witchcraft and Wicca and blood magic, all that stuff, voodoo, hoodoo, all that fun stuff. And then when I gave my life to Christ completely and I quit doing drugs and drinking and partying and cleaned my life up. So there's a wild thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how we're going to top that.
And then my father's name is Brady. Brady Lee, I have his middle name. And he's dead. He was murdered. Is that he's a Marine.
That's your interesting fact you're going to choose?
About my father?
About your father?
Mm-hmm. I mean, how much time do I have? I was trying to keep it short and sweet. Okay. He's a cold case. They never solved who killed him. That's interesting.
I was going to say, people are going to have questions. So,
yeah.
Well, then they need to listen more.
That's true.
We've got more podcasts to do, right?
Yes, true.
There will be an episode about that.
Yeah. I hope you keep that in there.
We will come back.
Yeah. All right, who's going next?
Let's see. Finish the sentences. Strangers would describe me as blank. Only I know that I am blank. Okay. I would say...
I'm sorry. You don't want to know what's going in my brain. Go ahead.
Safe. So I would say strangers would describe me as, I would say, you know, collected. I don't know if I would say calm, cool, and collected, but collected. I would say only I and the people in this room, maybe a select few others, know that I am, I definitely do not have it all together all the time. The nervousness tends to come out and, you know, a little bit of anxiety. I have a lot of similarities with my Australian shepherds, if you...
There you go.
That's okay. I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. What has been your earliest recollection of happiness?
This is an easy one for you. You should know it.
I do know it. And it is, I was a horsey girl when I was growing up, and one of my earliest... I don't have very... far back memories, but I was probably like 9. Mm-hmm. My memories don't go back that far. And I was in the pasture with the horses, and my horse was laying down, and I just kind of crawled into his... I let him spoon me. And it was like the best thing in the world. I just lay there and looked up. And I think this was also one of the first times that I ever felt God as heavily as I had. The first time that I could probably come to him myself rather than just seeing him from... religion from my family. And just looking up and feeling that comfort from my horse and looking up into the sky, and I think it was the first time that I'd really come to God.
I think that's awesome. Wow. I love that memory.
Yeah. So sweet.
Yay. This is wonderful. Even though, I mean, I feel like I was like, and my dad's dead. You know.
that's okay.
Can I tell you a funny story about that? There's this Sublime song that goes, you might get run over, you might get shot, right? Mm-hmm. My dad was shot. My husband's dad was ran over. So when we started seeing each other and we both like Sublime, we were like, and that song came on, we looked at each other like.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Because it's called Love Is. Love Is what I got.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Isn't that weird?
Do you tell that at like Christmas time to all your friends?
No. We should though.
You should.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it describes it. The whole song is like, talks about you could have, anything could happen to you, but just put the love out there that you receive. So, or even if you don't receive it. So we're going to do one more. We're going to see where this card game takes us.
Yeah, we can. Certainly.
I think we have, I have a solid one here.
I don't.
Well, while
I'll make do. Yeah.
I was going to say, while you guys are, I'll go ahead and okay. do this one. So this says, what do you think I fear the most? So.
What do you, I think you should say what you think and then we'll.
I agree. Yeah. Okay. I think, and then I love, yeah. So what do I think I fear the most? I think I fear being left out. I think it's definitely like this fear of, you know, not being included, not wanted in like the conversation or at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. Yeah. What do you, I would love to hear what you
I was absolutely going to say FOMO. Like that was my.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I had those. I love that answer. It's like, I feel like it's a very relatable answer. I feel like a lot of people feel that way, but I feel like it's definitely something you struggle with mm-hmm. a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would love, you know, to know if any of our listeners struggle with it too.
Oh, I think like, it's common. I mean, I think, I know I've, yeah, I deal with it. I'm sure.
I think you know. A lot of people deal with it on a base level, so they understand where you're coming from. But I think that it is something in the forefront of you, what you kind of struggle with.
I agree.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I got some really interesting ones. I would like to read all of them because they're funny to me. But I've got the one we're going to go with. But in one word, how would you describe our conversation? I would just say open. But I think if you ask me about any conversation, they're always going to be open.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something today. I was talking to another one of the mountain gypsies. And I was telling her, I got so upset. Somebody said something on Facebook. And they were like, I couldn't watch the show anymore because it was so one political direction. And I'm the opposite political direction. So therefore, I refused to finish the show. And I thought, why can't you not just be open to see? Are you afraid it's going to change your thought? Mm. Are you afraid it's going to change who you are? Is that what terrifies you? So I would definitely say conversation open. What would, and how you ladies want to go from there. That's not the one I'm going with, but
I mean, I would agree. I would say open and honest, just very transparent, you know,
definitely. And comfortable.
Yes.
Even though we're being recorded and everything, it's still comfortable.
Yeah. Good. Hold on. What would be the perfect gift for me? I don't know. I don't really, I'm not doing that. I thought that was interesting. Like, this is what I'm going with. Y'all ready? What do you recommend I let go of, if anything?
Wow, that's a good one.
I know, automatically. I mean, I think of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you want me to say, and you guys can... I worry about my children on an unhealthy level. I mean, like, ultimately, I know that God's got them, right? Yahweh has his hand on them. Christ is with them. Holy Spirit is guiding them. Angels are there for him. I know that because they've been through some funk. You know what I mean? Like, but at the same time, I can't help. For instance, my son on Halloween, we went trick-or-treating, right? I don't judge. If you don't believe that, it's okay. That's fine. Don't judge me. I don't judge you, right? But he was dressed up like Mike Myers, you know, serial killer. And he's over 6 foot tall. He's in eighth grade and he's a big kid, right? He's he's a offensive lineman. He's got long hair. Anyways, he stumbled and fell and he screamed, you know, something. It was horribly hilarious. I won't say it because I don't want that to be image of my son because that's not him. That's why I took everybody off guard. But, I ran to grab him and pick him up. And I was like, oh, my God, are you okay? And I was like, he's a big kid or what? And he was like, Mom, shut up. But, I mean, I'm literally woke up this morning like, oh, God, I hope his knees are okay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if there's probably a level of unhealthiness there, but I don't let it control me. That would be the one that, and worry about my siblings and my husband and family. I do that would be the thing. But at the same time, I've given it all to God. as well as addictions.
Yeah, I was struggling to come up with something because you've given up so much already. Mm-hmm. Like, you've done very, very well at getting rid of all these darkness, you know. You got rid of the witchcraft and the hoodoo.
Yeah, the drugs, the men, the women. Yeah, all of the above.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, not being a good enough mom or not being good enough, like, daughter or sister or, you know, and thinking that you're not giving people as much as you think that they want or they need, right? But you already give so much. But I think sometimes we feel like we're not doing enough.
Yeah.
But we have to kind of let that go because we try so hard, but it's like you don't have to, you know, you don't have to feel like you're not good enough because you're doing the best job you can, right?
Yeah, and I would agree with you completely except for being a good enough daughter. That ship has sailed. They're both gone.
That's true.
That's probably morbid, but I don't worry about that as much as I used to, but you know, it's definitely still there every once in a while. So I guess that leaves Miss Morgan.
If you have, when was the moment you realized you weren't invincible?
Wow, that's a doozy.
That is a doozy.
Wow.
I don't think I've realized it yet.
Oh. So, I am older than you two ladies, correct? I'm 39. I'm proud of my age. How old are you?
I am 27.
28.
Okay, so it will happen. Don't rush it. And I would agree with you. I don't think you realized that yet either.
Yeah, I've done a lot, and I've succeeded in a lot of areas, so it's hard for me to imagine that I can't keep doing that.
I would agree with you.
But I know what's coming, and I know that God will take care of me.
Absolutely.
And I can't sit here and keep worrying or worry about it. I don't worry about it, so whenever it happens, it'll blindside me, but you'll be there for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as bad. It's little things. You know, like when my kid fell, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, your knees. Because I know if I would have fallen like that, I'd have been like, I'm just going to lay here. I live here now. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm 39. I've had some time on my knees. I'm sure there's a better way to say that, but you know what I mean? Like, that was a hard fall. It was a sidewalk. So you start easing into it. I mean, I think I can do anything, right? If I put my mind to it, I've got God to get me. God's got me. My mind's to it. It's going to happen. But physically.
Okay, maybe physically. Last year I did pull my hamstring when I was doing a cartwheel. So,
there you go. Physically, you ease into it. It's little things. And then your spouse will go, do you want to go on a hike? It's like 3 miles. Not today.
Okay. Check back with
me. We can do a mile.
I didn't prep for it.
Yeah. It's 80 degrees outside.
Oh, gosh.
No. Yeah. We're going to set this. I'll drive beside you. You know, those are offerings, but it's little things. So you got time for that. It's good. What do you think? Do you think she's...
I mean, I would agree. I think you've accomplished so much. Like, it's incredible, the things you've done, the business you've built for yourself.
Out of nowhere.
Like, from the ground up, right? Yeah. Overnight, really. Like, you're so young and you've already done so much and you have so much more to go. I mean, just this podcast, like... I just can't wait to see it. But yeah, I mean, I would feel the same. Like, there's so much more life to live that I feel like it will come. But for right now, I mean, girl, I look at you and I'm just amazed. You know, honestly, both of you, it's incredible.
I have to say all three of us. And I'm not, I think we all have to be included in this. And I say that because we have all been through our own level of hell at some point. We all have scars mentally, physically, spiritually to show over it. I hope that this is enough to get everybody on the same page to want to hear more from us because we got a lot to talk about. We were talking about this podcast earlier at a very neat, cool boutique called Appy Trail Bites. I just want to mention them because I just think they're cool and they do so much for the community. But anyways, we're talking about them. They said, what's this podcast about? And I was like, everything, all the things. And he was really interested, wasn't he? Tater was his name. So I think you all are absolutely amazing, marvelous women. I would include myself in that. I think I'm pretty cool. We've had really interesting lives and gone through so much. So I hope that this is enough for everybody to, you know, just like you got a little nibble, you need to get more, like you're fishing, right? So I would love to talk more with you two ladies and with everybody else about all this stuff. So here's some ways to contact us. Mm-hmm. We have a Facebook page.
We do.
and it's called Some Say We're Gifted, or Some Say I'm Gifted, sorry. We have an Instagram, Some Say I'm Gifted, and reach out to us.
Yeah, you can reach out to us. You can email us at somesayimgifted@gmail.com.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So they have a way to get in touch with us. Yeah. My full name, you ready for this? I'm going to give it out there, ladies. Tesseray McKittrick. Good luck spelling that. You can find me on Facebook. But other than that, can't wait to hear more about our lives, our stories, and where we're going with this. For now, we say goodbye, but we will talk to you soon. Love y'all.